BBC News with Julie Candler. Police in Britain have named two of the three men who went on the rampage at London Bridge on Saturday, killing seven people with a van and knives before they were shot dead. They said one of the attackers was Kurram Butt, who was known to the security services. Two people said they'd warned the authorities about him in the last 2 years. A second attacker was named as Rashid Redouan, who claimed to be of Moroccan and Libyan descent. Both men lived in East London. There are fears that a major rupture in relations between the Gulf state of Qatar and its neighbours will lead to air travel disruption across the region. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt and other states have severed all ties with the Qataris after accusing them of supporting jihadi groups, including the Islamic State militants. Qatar denies this. Montenegro has formally joined NATO at a ceremony in Washington, becoming the alliance's 29th member. The accession comes at a time of uncertainty over President Trump's commitment to NATO's mutual defence pledge. The move was strongly opposed by Russia, which has historic influence in Montenegro. The European Union has agreed to provide more than $50 million for a new African joint military force in the Sahel region. The force will be made up of troops from Mali, Mauritania, Chad, Burkina Faso and Niger and will combat jihadist groups, trafficking networks and illegal migration. The musician Bob Dylan, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature last October, has finally delivered his Nobel lecture, just in time to claim the $900,000 award that comes with it. In the recording, he reflects lyrically on the music and books that have inspired him, from Buddy Holly to Moby Dick and The Odyssey. The British actor Peter Salis, famous as the voice of Wallace in the Oscar-winning animated Wallace and Gromit films, has died. He was 96. BBC News.